Facts. The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para-X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
The Gathering. The supernatural world can be a dark, intimidating, and scary place. We gather to shine light on the mysterious and misunderstood aspects of the paranormal world. We bring to the table years of experience as mediums, healing channels, and paranormal investigators.
We share true stories from our experiences to dispel fear where we can and help you discover the amazing layers that make up the paranormal world. You are invited to gather around the metaphysical table with us and discuss the worlds of the unseen on the Gathering Radio Show.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Gathering Radio Show on the Para-X Radio Network. And this is Heidi.
And this is Stephanie on this happy May the 4th be with you Tuesday.
If you haven't heard that enough today,
I know.
There's one more for you.
Just had to do it. Sherry's saying maybe teaching Tuesday, well, because it's maybe paranormal smorgasbord. Maybe that would be a good
maybe.
One. You know? I don't know.
Teaching Tuesday.
Teaching. It's a teaching Tuesday. What are we going to teach tonight on this paranormal smorgasbord?
Well, I'm sure it will be unveiled as we go because the chat room always fills up with topics. And
I know. And everybody can, you know, tell us what they know, right? I love it.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes.
Meteor shower after midnight. Oh, see, there's a teaching moment right there. I did not know that.
I saw that article this morning on that. Isn't it part of Haley's comet? I don't know. Maybe not. Don't quote me on that. Let's put it that way. I saw a topic, but I was still like not fully functioning yet. So I saw the meteor thing. That was about it. But yeah, I'll have to look it up maybe. You know, I got a text from my sister today. She always sends me on May 4th. She sends a picture of my nephew who is wearing a May the 4th be with you t-shirt because this day, now 10 years ago, was the last day he had a brain surgery.
Ooh.
And he had, I believe, 9 before that. And he is, how old is he? 12? 6? Yeah, 12. I think he's 12. God, why can't I remember? Anyway, he's had a lot of brain surgeries when he was a little wee one. And he has a lot of other difficulties, but he is an amazing dude. I know I've talked about him on the show. And so this is kind of our celebration on May the 4th because he always wears his little shirt and we celebrate because he hasn't had brain surgeries for now 10 years, which is awesome.
A whole decade. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Hopefully he'll never have to have another one, you know?
That's the hope.
Yes. We have our fingers crossed for that one because that's got to be tough. Oh, any kind of surgery is tough, but brain surgery? Oh.
Yeah. And it was quite a few before he was, he wasn't very big when, I don't know how many he had. It was a lot and he was young. That's all I remember. It's now long enough ago that I can't recall some of the details, but it was too many for any one human to have.
Oh gosh. No kidding.
So,
oh my gosh.
So little Emmett, my little nephew.
Go Emmett. Okay. So meteor showers after midnight. So typically there's no way I'm going to be up after midnight. Maybe though, sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night. Maybe I'll just tiptoe outside and see what I see if I do.
You know? I doubt you have to tiptoe.
Well, I do if I want to keep Mellie quiet.
Oh, got it. Okay. So there's dog things happening.
Because she would want to come out, you know, she sleeps in Casey's room with Casey and we put the gate up because otherwise we're afraid she's going to, you know, get my little Zuzu because they, you know, not be happy with each other ever. So we don't want to get her out of there because then she'll think it's morning time and want to be up for the day.
No, thank you.
Yeah. Karen says she's up every night at 1:30. You know, I do wake up sometimes in the middle of the night. Not always. I hate to wake up, though, because then sometimes I can't go back to sleep, you know, which is bad. Coming out of Aquarius, and they are part of the comet. Yeah, that's cool.
Mike said that they're from Halley's Comet. Debris from Halley's Comet. Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds exciting. Maybe if I can, if I can stay up. I could stay up. I can stay up. We'll see. See if I feel like it.
Yeah.
It's the difference, feeling like it or not being able to.
Yes.
I don't know if I'll feel like it. I'm sure I could.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and you're where you live, you should be able to have really good view, you know, because you're away from the city lights. Yeah.
Yeah. And it should, I don't think it'll be cloudy tonight. It's very sunny right now still. So hopefully it's not cloudy. Maybe I'll be able to see something. Well, maybe that's what I'll do tonight. I'll see what I can do.
I think you should. And then you can report back next Tuesday. Like I said, if I happen to wake up, I might just run out there and have a look, you know, in my jammies and the whole nine yards. Only 10 to 30 per hour, but still, that is cool. It's not like the Perseids in August that they're like crazy numbers? I think so. There's a lot of them. Anyway.
10 to 30, though. That sounds all right.
That's
every couple minutes.
It is. So, that's cool.
I'm all right with that.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
Oh, wait. But if it's after midnight, it's not necessarily over just an hour.
No.
It's just after midnight. It could take five hours and there's 30 of them. Wait a minute.
Oh.
I'm clicking here. Here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Maybe. Well, we'll see. If I stay up till midnight and I don't see anything within the first half hour, I might just pack it in.
Go to bed.
And watch the video tomorrow. Someone will, 4 million people will videotape it. Or videotape.
Right.
Whatever. Record it.
Well, you know, whenever there's a meteor shower, though, it's very fun to watch. I will say it is awesome. Mm-hmm. And especially if you can get away from the lights of the city, you know. So, yeah, too bad it's not on a weekend, you know, where we don't have to all get up the next morning. Then for sure we would do it.
Speak for yourself. You know? I work on the weekends.
I know you do. Oh, that's right. You do. But, you know,
I work tomorrow and I work the weekend. So,
yeah,
it's all good.
It is. So anyway, paranormal smorgasbord. Heidi, do you want to start? What would you like to talk about?
So one of the things that I was thinking about for, I don't know why it popped into my head recently, but I was thinking about the topic came up and I can't remember it might have come up here in the radio show, but I don't think so. I think it was something else that also, if it came up here, it came up somewhere else, mm-hmm. where someone was asking about black-eyed children.
Oh, yeah.
And that made me think of just humans that have black eyes. And I'm not talking about black eyes like you get punched in the face and you have a black eye around your eye.
Right.
I'm talking about the whole inside of your eye, the white part and the colored part is all black. And so black-eyed children, I'm aware of them. I don't have a lot of experience with black-eyed children, but I've, you know people that have, and I have a hard time putting my finger on the whole concept because I also have a hard time putting my finger on paranormal kids, like not paranormal kids, spirits,
mm-hmm.
spirit kids.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's that, I think they're few and far between. I think when people think that they're seeing spirit children, they're not. And so a lot of times they're not. And some people swear up and down and they'll fight me to the end about saying it's really a kid. It's really a kid. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm going to say no, prove it, you know, that it's a kid, because there's so many spirit kids that are really mm-hmm. not kids. They're something else disguising so they can let your guard down and mm-hmm. try and get you. Mm-hmm. So, but black-eyed humans are something that I've had a ton of experience with. And it's really interesting when I've had contact with these people because they're humans walking around like you and me. And but they are the ones that I've encountered that have black, solid black eyes. It's mm-hmm. it doesn't stay black all the time. So the ones that I've encountered, you can see that their eyes are, they'll be black while you're connecting with whatever it is that's, I call it behind them. So something, when they have black eyes, it's your signal that there's something else with them. that is manipulating or controlling or oppressing or something with the eyes. And so Kat is asking the chat room, no whites at all. None. No, none. There is it and it's not like holes. It's not like the eye looks like a hole, the eye socket. It is just black energy there. And so it's weird looking because you can tell it's not a depression. It's the whole thing is just black. And it's really weird because the ones that I've had encounters with, what I've seen is that there's something else with them. And so it's not, they're not totally running their own show, you know, but there's moments where they come in and out and then their eyes look normal and you just, you wouldn't know, but energetically you can see the black and it's stronger sometimes than others. So if something is running the human, if there's an energy or an entity or something that's running a human, you know, kind of taking over, you'll really see the black. You'll, that'll be really strong. But if they're kind of backing off or the human is kind of running its, you know, their own show, then the eyes look normal. And it's really weird looking, but that's a sign, like very clear sign that this person has some kind of attachment or manipulator or something that you need to be really, really careful how you interact with this person.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I have heard of that. I haven't run into that personally. I haven't seen that, but I sure have heard of that for sure.
Yeah.
So,
so Kat in the chat room said, are they being controlled by the men in black? No. Well, okay. So if you're talking about men in black being like in the movies where they're the good guys, I would say no. They're not being controlled by anything good.
No. No. I've never, absolutely
I've
not.
Never seen it being controlled, them being controlled by anything good. Yeah. And that's really, that's clear. What is controlling them? It's different.
Yeah.
It just depends, like, who's running. I mean, there was one that I remember seeing, and she was, this being was making her intuitive enough that it was impressive. But you could tell that what was coming through was very ego-centered. And it was all about getting people to follow her and like her and want to hang out with her. So it was, and these people would, they'd follow her because they were, they felt like they were, I don't know if it was like some kind of leader, you know, like almost like a religious leader. And these people would follow this woman to no end. And it was really, it was kind of disturbing. They would sit on the floor for her. They would do all sorts of things for her. You know, if they did, they didn't have chairs, they'd sit on the floor. It was weird. And she loved it. She loved the attention. And I'm like, well, that's not good. You can't, like, whatever's feeding you information wants you to love this attention, and that's not good right there. That's a bad sign.
Right, I agree.
And, yeah, that was, that's, so I don't know why that popped in, but I was thinking about it, and I'm like, yeah, I haven't seen one for a while, but when I do, it's like red alert, red alert, watch out.
Yeah, be careful. Be careful for sure. You know, when you talk about black-eyed kids, Jerry's talking about this case up in Hackensack, Minnesota, about a black-eyed children, a black-eyed child. I don't really know. We didn't investigate that, though, but we heard about it. And they were at some movie theater up there, right, Jerry? I don't remember exactly what the circumstances were. But like you, I don't believe they're children. I believe they're something else disguised as children, you know?
Right.
They're just, ew. Ceiling Cat is saying alcohol makes eye drops that will make BEK, so black eyes. I'm guessing black-eyed kids. I don't know.
Oh, like actually make your eyes that color?
Yeah. You know, you can have your
eyes. Why would you do that? What if it doesn't come out?
Listen, I don't know, but one time I was at, listen to this. So I was at a tattoo convention of all things, and there was a man there who was simply tattooed. Every part of his skin was tattooed, and his the whites of his eyes were tattooed black.
Oh, no. Ouch.
Yes. Yes. So his eyes were actually tattooed, and I have seen since then. That was probably 6 years ago, and since then, I have seen others with that same, maybe not black, but they'll have their whites tattooed some color. And can you, I know it's dangerous, obviously. Can you imagine injecting ink into your eye?
No. Oh my God. I can't even think about it. Like, I won't even get LASIK because I can't even think about vision correction.
Yeah.
It gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah. And it was, this guy was gross. I mean, his eyes were like just freaky, you know? And I'm just like, oh, you know? And I just kept looking at him. I walked by his booth because you know what I mean? And I walked by his booth and I was just staring at him like, oh my God, you're so creepy.
I don't know. I mean, to each their own, that's great, but I can't imagine actually doing that because I think it would hurt a lot.
Yes.
Ouch. Oh,
can you even imagine? I mean, a tattoo hurts.
No, so I don't even want to imagine.
In your eyeball, you know? Oh, man. Yeah. Kat is saying these eye drops have other colors too. And, you know, that's probably, I don't know that I would put those in my eyes anyway because it's like dye, right? I mean,
if it stains them forever?
You shouldn't have that in your eyeballs, I don't think. Yeah, that's just not a good thing.
I mean, I get it if it was fun and kicks or Halloween or whatever, but I would be worried that it would stain accidentally.
I agree. Yeah, I agree. The eyes are nothing to play with. I mean, you know, after I had this whole deal with my retina and my eye is still not well, you know, and I'm just like, wow. I just, you know, woofta. We don't want to play with them.
Eek. But yeah, I haven't seen, so back to the actual black-eyed people. I have not seen one for a while and I'm glad because they... Yeah, you just got to watch out for them.
Right.
Because they're up to no good. Someone else is running the show. That's the deal.
Mm-hmm. And it's probably someone not very good, you know, can I just say?
Well, right. I mean, it's not good. To some degree, it's not good. It's either not good a little bit or not good a lot. Yeah.
And nothing should be control people, you know. And talking about Men in Black, you know, Nick Redfern has some crazy... If you ever talk to him and he talks about the Men in Black, it's fascinating what he talks about. We should try to get him on our show again, I think, because he is a really good guest. And he has done everything from Men in Black to Ghost to Chupacabra to Bigfoot. That man is just into everything. Plus, he's really fun to have on. I'm work on that. But he has this whole, I think he wrote a book about Men in Black and he... Wow, the things he talks about. It's just like, I mean, they're supposed to be a real deal. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. Just so you know.
So, Karen in the chat room said, why would an entity advertise such oppression with black eyes? Mm-hmm. So, here's the deal. They're not advertising. It's just not everybody can see it. And I've been able to see it. I doubt I can see everybody that is being controlled. I'm sure there's tons of them that I don't see, but the ones that I do see, I can tell that the entity that's running the show is surprised that I can see them. Mm-hmm. And so the ones that I have encountered, they're surprised and they kind of freak out. They're like, how could she tell? How does she know? And so they're not doing it on purpose.
Right.
I can see it though. Yeah. Because I had a gal come to my studio who brought someone with her for a session, for a Reiki session. And the gal that came in had black eyes. The gal that was bringing her had black eyes. And I'm like, it was someone I knew for a long time. And all of a sudden she has black eyes. I'm like, what has happened to her? Something has gotten a hold of her.
Yeah.
And so I was very cautious because now she's directing other people who are listening to her and saying, oh, you need this. And I mean, it was for good, but she really was, being directed by something that ultimately had bad intentions. And so, you know, and that's kind of how they work. They put enough good out there that they get followers and they get people that listen and do. And then slowly but surely they'll change and have it a little bit more negative, a little bit more negative. And then it eventually gets to a place where you're hooked. You can't really make your own decisions and this thing is running the show completely. So...
Be careful, people. That's all we're saying. We like to tell you what we know because, you know, just beware and watch out, I think. Mike in the chat room is talking about how he knows someone who has looked at someone and their face changed to the face of her deceased mother for a moment.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's interesting.
I've seen that in people, but I don't know whose face they changed to. It was someone else.
Right? Yep. Yep.
Although, you know, what's interesting is that I've seen... Have you ever, you know the TV show Grimm, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen it?
No, I haven't watched it, but I have heard about it.
you know what the premise is, right? Is these people are actually these, you know, what we would call now fairy tale type creatures, right?
Yes.
And I've seen that. I've seen people change into some kind of creature, like just for a couple of seconds, their face changes into something that's really not human, but it's not necessarily animal like that. Those are usually kind of some kind of animal hybrid something. And some of these people, it's like, I don't, and you have to wonder, is it their, like their true nature coming out, or is it something that's connected to them? You know, because some of them are just, I don't know. I've seen people that look kind of like ogres, right? And I don't know them, so I don't know their personalities to know if that's actually like their personality, or is it, you know, something that's attached to them? Is it some kind of attachment? Because I don't know, because I'll see that when I'm driving in my vehicle and I'll look in another car, you're sitting at a stoplight and then you look and you're like, oh my gosh. And there's someone next to you and they change and you're like, whoa, okay, just keep it cool. Keep it cool.
Crazy.
Oh. It is. It's wild.
I don't know. So Dave is talking about some Twilight Zone show. I don't remember that one, called To Serve Man. Do tell. What is that about?
Dave,
you don't know what that's about. What he says.
I don't know Twilight Zone well enough to know the different episodes.
Yeah, I haven't seen a lot of
them. I've seen a lot of them, but.
And then, you know, they're talking about free will. What about free will? Well, if something's overtaking you, a possession or something, there's not a whole lot you can do unless you're super strong, right? Unless you know what's happening.
Well, but that's a thing, though. With some of these beings, when they're offering you good things, but it's also like this one gal that had the black eyes. She was getting intuitive information, but she was getting it because she liked the attention. And so it was playing her ego, right? And she wanted the attention. So she gave away everything she was getting. Everything she'd get, she'd tell people so that they would be like, wow, you're so amazing. And she loved that. And that is, you know, ultimately, you keep feeding that machine, the machine keeps getting hungrier and hungrier. And the more she wants, the more that entity would say, okay, but now this is what I get in return.
Yes.
And, you know, it becomes, I would imagine, kind of like a drug, maybe, you know, that it's hard to quit.
Right.
You know, when you keep getting something you want and that you need more of it to get that same feeling, then that entity has, it kind of has you under its thumb.
Yes. Not a good situation. Not a good situation.
No. But you have the choice in the beginning.
Well, yeah. You know, so you can either. Yeah.
You have the choice every second you make that, continue to make that choice. But it also is harder to stop, you know, when you keep getting it, you keep needing more to get that feeling.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So.
That's what I've been thinking about lately. I thought it was a good one for the paranormal smorgasbord.
It is a good one. So Mike is saying that that show is about aliens who came to Earth to help us and gave them a book. And at the end, they translated it. It was a cookbook. And then Karen is saying how to roast humans. Maybe. I'm going to have to look that one up and see if I can find it and watch it. That sounds kind of good. But interesting stuff. And the whole, all these topics are phenomenal. And, you know, we talked about doing a Black Eyed Children one or something like that, didn't we? About a Men in Black. We'll see what we can do with that.
I'll see if I can get a hold of Nick again.
Yeah.
See if he can be on our show that'd be cool to have him talk about, Men in Black.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that would be fun, because I'm pretty sure he wrote a book. I'm pretty sure.
I think you're right.
Yeah, and he's very knowledgeable, you know, because I've talked to him, and he's really good. He's just fun, and the way he talks, you know, he's very interesting. He's just a riot, so I'll see what I
do. Well, yeah, we've had him on the show before.
We have, and we've met him. We met him at Paracon, remember, and sat and talked with him for a very long time, you know?
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
He's fun. So what I'm thinking about, we were out in the woods this weekend and we were in a new place that is on a river. I'm not going to say where it is. It's a major river corridor. Been lots of Bigfoot sightings there. We went on Sunday, so it was a cold, dark, rainy day, which is always awesome for squatching, right? Or looking for cryptids because it's dark. So, you know, they're more accessible, whatever. We found a lot of interesting things there. But suddenly when we were in this one spot and all of us said the same thing, it feels different here. There's something weird here. And then the noises came and it sounded, there was like whistling. There was like this kind of a howling sound that we had never heard of and some other things. And Josie says, okay, Steph, what I'm worried about is, you know, there are things that mimic other things. You know, and she's talking about Wendigos. So what do we know really about Wendigos? I mean, we know, I looked it up a little bit because they do mimic, right? Because they want to draw you in so that they can, you know, do terrible things to you, I think. That's what I've heard. But interesting stuff. So I don't know much beyond that other than, so I looked it up. And of course, it talks about, you know, that they're flesh eaters of the forests, right? And they talk about they're in the northern parts of the country. Like, for example, in the first paragraph, it talks about in the north woods of Minnesota, to be exact, the forests of the Great Lake region and the central regions of Canada is said to live a malevolent being called a Wendigo. A Wendigo, this creature may appear as a monster with the characteristics of a human, or as a spirit who has possessed a human being and made them monstrous. How about that? They are historically associated with cannibalism, murder, insatiable greed, and cultural taboos against such behaviors, like, you know, cannibalism. You know, he's very prevalent in First Nations lore. So isn't that interesting? I don't know what it was. We put the video out there. You know, Josie was shooting with her phone. I was shooting with my phone. We put them together and you can hear it. It's kind of faint because, of course, we didn't have a good camera. It was our phones. But you can hear it in the background. And then we heard whistling. And then we heard some other things. And none of these creatures are active during the day, right? So it sounded like something was mimicking an owl. It sounded like a wolf howl. Wolves don't howl during the day, really. Owls don't hoot during the day, you know? So what exactly was out there? It's kind of interesting and kind of, I want to go back to find out if that happens again on another rainy day, you know? I don't know. What do you think? What do you know about this?
I don't know a lot about them. I've heard some of what you're talking about being, you know, the cannibalistic creatures that look like an emaciated, you know, human with really large eyes and talons and things like that. Mm-hmm. And I don't know much about them. I've heard, yeah, that they're up in this area, you know, northern United States up into, you know, Canada. But, you know, I kind of wondered, are they some kind of a shapeshifter or especially if they mimic, you know, do they, if you don't see them, are they also changing shape?
Right.
Or are they just using their vocals to mimic?
Yes.
I don't know because I haven't seen one.
Well,
and I don't know much about them. So maybe there's stuff out there about them that would say that, but.
Well, they show this creature that's just disgusting here. I'm going to copy it and put it on the chat. But you know, what I have heard, I guess when we were big, you know, I've heard that they say that if one calls your name, you're dead, right? So you never want to hear one call your name because you're more than likely going to be done.
Yeah, that's what Dave in the chat room says.
Yeah.
If you hear one say your name, you're done. I suppose if it's close enough to you, it would probably be ready to pounce.
Right, exactly. And they're just, you know, awful looking things. They're not skinwalkers. No. They're more like, kind of like a dog man, kind of, sort of, but with like exposed ribs. And, you know, they're just, click on that. For those of you on the chat room, click on the link because there's a picture of what an artist rendition right there. So, Mike is saying he looks like my old college roommate. Maybe. Uh-oh. I don't know, but it's kind of spooky. And you know, Josie had such, you know, it was really funny because I looked at her and she said, you know, Bigfoot could mimic other things though too. So it could have been a Bigfoot. could have been a Wendigo, could have been whatever. But there were, all, like I said, all of these animal sounds of animals that really only make these sounds at night. And here it was, you know, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you know. So, interesting. Yes, call Brian. I am going to do that, Dave, because he will. I'm going to ask him about that for sure. Good idea.
If he knows a lot about him, maybe he should be on our show and we could do a show on it.
I think we should. Maybe I'll call him and see if he was interested, because he hasn't been on our show now for a long time, about a year and a half.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Couple years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If he knows a lot about him, that might be a good topic for a show.
Yeah. And, you know, he likes to, I always love to talk about little people too, you know, and he kind of knows about all that stuff. So it'd be fun to have him actually. Yeah. Okay. Well, good idea, Dave. Let's do that. So that was my thought, and it's, you know what, 30 minutes past the hour. Oh, my gosh. So we are going to go to commercial break. This is the Gathering Radio Show on the Para X Radio Network.
Sure, you're wondering why you received this tape from a random stranger.
What was that?
What?
I heard something.
Like what?
Like a gunshot.
But is it really random? Am I really a stranger? Or are we connected in some way to a web of lies and deceit? Possibly murder?
I'm sorry about our argument the other day. I'd like to make it up to you. In your office. I've been such a bad girl. I need you to correct me.
Okay, I'll unlock the door.
Hello, Ben! How are you?
You see, I hear things, see things. I know everything. To protect myself, I need these stories to be told.
Blood Noir is a crime and horror anthology show. Stories about people caught in desperate times and only have one way out.
In order for the light to shine so brightly, the darkness must be present. Tune in every Monday at 10 o'clock for Dark Sun Rising on the Para-X Radio Network.
Whether you're listening at home, at work, or anywhere, thanks for making Para-X part of your day. Your source for everything paranormal, Para-X.
Welcome back to the Para-X Radio Network. This is the Gathering Radio Show, and we're here on our Paranormal Smorgasbord night. And we've had some lively discussions, some that Steph and I have brought to the table, and some have come from our chat room here. And one of the things that I saw in the chat room before we went to break was, let me scroll back, Kat posted, she said, what about these urns that are designed so they cast a shadow of the deceased person's profile? Have you seen those? Have you seen those, Steph?
No.
I have. And they're interesting. I saw a post on it not that long ago. And apparently this person makes, she put a link in the chat room. It's called designboom.com/project/portrait-urn. And so I believe it's a woman that makes, well, at least it's a woman that's speaking to it. Okay. And she makes these urns that the shadow that's on the wall, you know, if you have a light facing this urn, then the shadow is the person's profile. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because I'm looking at one of the urns here on the main page, and it's nice. It's like a vase. It's nice, you know, but then you can kind of see the portrait or the profile of their face on the urn, but it's clear if you look at the wall where the shadow is, then it looks like a profile picture. And it's really interesting. And so, you know, it's a hollow or it's open, so you can put the ashes actually in there. And then you have the portrait. And actually, oh, they have necklaces too with the profile. Oh. So you can wear a necklace. And that would also cast a shadow of that person.
Hmm.
I don't know that I'd want to wear that. Mm-mm. But mm-mm. It's interesting. And that's a teeny one. You can actually have little ashes in there.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know they had the necklace. I knew about the vase, which I thought was kind of neat. But the necklace, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know. I even think the urn is kind of weird. But, you know.
Whatever. Really?
Yeah, I
do.
Not
a fan.
No, I wouldn't want to have one. Let's just put it that way. But
so you wouldn't want to have ashes or you wouldn't want to have them in that urn?
Oh, not ashes. I just wouldn't want an urn that shows a profile of someone. You know, I just think that's kind of creepy. I don't know. And I wouldn't want creepy associated with a loved one. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that wouldn't be for me.
I don't know. I guess I'd have to see because I'm looking at that profile that's in this link here. Mm-hmm. And it looks like anybody. Like, does it look that different? I guess if someone has a unique profile,
sure.
Then it would look like them. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, is it just some random person sitting in your living room? Because everybody kind of looks the same from the side. You know, it's just a shadow. So there's no features, right? You don't see their shape of their cheek, you know, cheekbone and their ear and where their hair hits or whatever. So it's just a profile of the outline of the face. And now does everybody look the same?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. So now it's some stranger sitting in your living room because you're like, well, it's supposed to be my dad, but it doesn't really look like my dad because apparently my dad looks like every other dude on the planet.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, I don't know. That's kind of weird. That is just really kind of weird.
I think it's okay, but I would be probably better with it if the person actually had a unique look so that you could say, oh, yeah, that's my dad. Or
and maybe they got the shadow from a side view picture or something, you know what I mean? So it actually looked like them. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Crazy.
The comment, there's a couple of them on the page, both look different. Yeah, but they both look the same too. Like, I get that they're different from each other, but not really that much that I go, oh, that's a different person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that doesn't look different enough for me. That would, I'm like, I suppose that could be my dad or that could be my dad because it doesn't look any different, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But then I do get the who said it? Mike said, I've seen necklaces that you can keep ashes in to keep them near you, you know, kind of like close to your heart.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So get that.
And I get that too. Yeah.
Not necessarily that it was the profile of their head.
Yeah. That's just, yeah. So Kat,
then that's just a little head dangling around your neck.
Mm-hmm. I see what this is. So they put this up there. Yeah. I don't know. I'm still not crazy about that. What, you know, I'm just not a fan.
She doesn't think they look much alike at all. I don't say that they look alike, but they don't look different enough to me either to make it go, oh, that would be worth. I don't know. I guess you'd have to send a picture. Hope that you have a profile of the person that you want.
Yeah.
Because how many times you take a profile? I guess if you want one, you should get a profile picture of someone or take one of yourself. If you know someone's going to want it of you. Get that profile picture taken. Get that side view. Isn't that what it is?
Okay, it's just ludicrous.
If anybody's going to want my face on an urn, get my side photo today. Because you just never know.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say it like that. Don't get it today.
Bizarre.
I don't want anything to happen tomorrow.
Bizarre.
So there's
a lot of comments about Wendigo still in here, and Jerry's talking about this story that goes that says a man named Jack in 1925 was taken over by a Wendigo and actually ate his family. Okay, so I guess I have heard that before.
I have not heard that. That's wild.
It is wild. And then Dave is saying they have a special relationship with the spiritual and natural world. So they're supernatural, you know, of course, you know, and then we're talking about Pukwudgies, Sherry is asking, and she's saying that they're friendly and, oh, not the Pudgewuckies that Pukwudgies that we've dealt with in the...
Easy for you to say.
I know, in the Sim Crew, I know. Tongue tie. I'm getting tongue tied here.
It's Tongue Tied Tuesday.
Tongue-tied Tuesday. There we go. That's a good one. Yay. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Okay. Well, the other thing that I was going to bring to the table tonight was something that I kind of alluded to last week. And I was watching, I think it was the History Channel a couple of weeks ago. And it was a whole show on, you know, kind of UFO conspiracies. But one of the things they brought up was we all know about Area 51, right? Everybody knows about Area 51. Well, there's actually an Area 52 that not many people, well, I don't know, probably everybody knows about it except for me because I had never heard about it before. It's in Utah, and they say that this one, they actually use alien, you know, they have like UFOs, and we have heard that, right? That the government has these, you know, aircraft that is using alien technology that, of course, they came by, you know, from Roswell when we shot down the UFOs down there. You think it's so Mike is saying everyone knows Area 52, but that's another decoy. Okay, so where's the real Area 51 or 52? Is it somewhere else? Because I didn't know anything about Area 52. But of course, there's all these conspiracy things going on about, you know, they see these flying saucers in the sky and crazy alien technology that these things go super fast and then they're gone. And I don't know. It's very interesting, right?
Mm-hmm. But what do you think about it? Because I know when we've had discussions before about UFOs and aliens, you're not on board.
No, I guess, you know, my ideas have changed a little bit over the years, but until I actually see one, you know, I'm not really going to believe it. But you know, you hear all this stuff. I mean, I don't know. You talk to people all the time. You know, we've talked to Gene Walker. I talk to people up north all the time who have had crazy encounters with UFOs, and they talk about UFOs coming out of lakes and rivers. And, you know, Jerry has his, you know, when he was a kid and he was up in Bemidji and I can't, Lake Mobile. And there was a UFO that came up out of the lake, and, you know, Project Blue Book took away his photos, you know? So I guess there must be something out there. And, you know, we've heard stories about another lake up there too from the DNR. So yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. I don't know. I don't know. Dave is saying there's actually a sci-fi book series called Area 51. They mix enough fact and fiction to keep the storyline good. Oh, sure. You know, but so what about Area 52? That's what I want to know. So it's in Utah, apparently. So really not that all that far from Area 51. But so Heidi, you're writing, what if stories of angels are actually aliens and UFOs? What if?
Well, we don't really, because Mike's comment in the chat room says, I think some UFOs have attributes that may be large ethereal beings like angels, you know, so it's like, well, yeah, what if the stories of angels are actually old UFOs? That is from Ancient Aliens. I'm not coming up with that. And I know whoever in Ancient Aliens, there's tons of people that's the basis of the show. But, you know, it gives you something to think about for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. It's all interesting stuff. I don't know. It's crazy. That's like, you know, I don't know. Bizarre. But I thought that was interesting, and I couldn't stick around to watch the whole show. So again, it was just like 10 minutes and I'm like, "Wow. What is this Area 52 business?" You know? I mean, that's just bizarre.
There've been quite a few different shows on it lately, so mm-hmm. I think it's ramping up in popularity.
I think so. Maybe with all of the flights going up into outer space. I don't know. I heard that there's a spaceship going up that has four normal Americans. Some millionaire paid for their way up. Isn't that interesting? And they all represent something. Like one represents generosity, and one represents, I can't remember what the four things were, but I thought that was pretty cool. So this guy is paying for them. Elon Musk, of course, is the guy that's providing the spaceship, the rocket, and they get to go up and crazy talk, right?
Where are they going?
They're just going to go up in outer space, and they're going to circle around the planet for a few times, I guess. And how fun is that? You know?
And then come back down?
And then come back down. Yep. Huh. Yep. Yep. Okay. I mean, wouldn't it be fun? They're going to be like,
I thought he was involved in something. I didn't know what it was. So
yeah. Yeah. So
in a lot of things, I'm sure.
Yeah. But I mean, how cool for someone who's not trained as an actual astronaut or has, you know, that kind of background to just, you know, Joe Blow gets to go up.
So are they, do they have astronauts going, driving the thing, or what's happening there?
It's an automated, it's an automated craft. So nobody has to do anything. They'll run it all from Houston or wherever they do it. Sure. You know?
So four people have no idea what they're doing are going to get launched by some guy down here.
Right.
Perfect.
Well, you got to have a lot of faith that they're going to keep you safe, I guess. But wouldn't it be fun to go to outer space? I think it would be fun.
Nope.
Nope. He's like, nope.
Not like that. I'd like to go with aliens who know what they're doing. They can come pick me up.
You and the aliens.
I don't want to launch from somebody that doesn't. No, no, thank you. No, thank you very much.
Oh, you know, E.T. was on not too long ago, too, and I haven't seen that for years, but we sat and watched it, and how fun is that? That is still such a good show after all these years, you know?
That would be the ideal type of alien to come pick me up and take me for a ride. That would be cool. I know I don't get to choose.
They're what?
I don't get to choose who comes, but I would hope that because my energy is good, then someone good will come to get me.
Like a botanist. Yeah, a botanist like E.T. that just is worried about the plants. But yeah, that's such a good show. Can I just say, it's just heartwarming, and I hadn't seen it for a long time. And we just happened upon it. It was right at the beginning, so we sat and watched the whole thing. And it was just, it was fun. It was fun. Yeah, it's cool. But yeah, that would be fun. I would like to meet E.T. for sure. I don't know about these grays and whatever other ones they have, you know. But anyway, for another day. But Area 52, so we have to find out more about that. But kind of like the Denver airport and all the things that happened at the Denver airport, you know, alien bunkers and stuff. So,
yeah, that's weird. I've seen some stuff about that, too. And maybe we talked about it on the show. Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah.
We had something come up on the show.
I know. It's just nuts. All this stuff is just kind of crazy. But conspiracy theories, of course. You know, Casey was actually, I don't know if anybody has been down to Roswell, New Mexico, but Casey was there and she just said, oh, it's such a weird place.
Recently?
A couple years ago, you know, she was on tour and they went through there and I believe they stayed there. And, you know, she talks about how weird it is, you know, and there's, you know, they have like, of course, because they're known for the aliens, right? There's aliens like everywhere, you know, alien statues, spaceships, everything, you know, she said it's just kind of an odd place. But yeah, it'd be fun to go there too, I think, you know, someday.
You know, but where they have those as well? If you've been to Blackpool, England, they have all the little spacemen and UFOs, little, they're strung up between the buildings when you go down the main drag. They're just, it's funny looking. It's like a little amusement park without rides of aliens. It looks like a little weird alien Vegas or something.
Alien Vegas. I love it.
Yeah, there's all these like lights and little aliens and whatever. I'm like, what is the deal? I guess that's Blackpool's deal. They have aliens up and little UFO spaceships hanging around. Probably similar to what you see if you go to Roswell, except it's all just in this little area of downtown Blackpool. Blackpool, England.
Interesting. Yeah, I've never been there. But yeah, so, yeah. Cool beans. Cool stuff. So, you know what? I just want to take a minute while I'm thinking about it to let everyone know to watch The Calling or listen to The Calling tomorrow night at 8 Eastern time. They're having a fellow radio show host here on the Para X Radio Network on CJ Dunham. She is hosting Spirit Bayou. So she will be on their show tomorrow night. So everyone listen in. I think it'll be fun. It's always fun when a bunch of hosts get together, I think. You know, we should do that maybe. That would be fun. But anyway, I think Jerry did that once, didn't he? And he had like 8 of us on or something.
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Yeah. That was
wild. It was a hootenanny.
It was.
Hosts.
There was, yeah, it was like, oh my gosh, there were so many of us and we all, you know, it was crazy. But that was fun. It was fun. So anyway, yeah, so all of these crazy things. Area 52, you know, this whole Wendigo thing. Yeah, craziness. And everything.
Yeah, Wendigos. Yeah. I don't know much about Wendigos. And what did Sherry say? Puck wedgies? I don't know much about them either. She said that she hasn't any problems with them, but she wants to hug everything. So I don't trust you, Sherry. I'm just going to tell you. You said they're friendly to you. That's where it is. I scrolled up.
That's interesting. Yeah,
they're friendly to you? Good. You go hug away. But from what I've heard,
they're not friendly. No, friendly. We've had experiences with the Sim crew, with Puckwudgie, one case in particular, and he was not a good one. You know what I mean? They're not friendly, for sure.
They're not supposed to be really here, though, are they, in this area? I mean, they probably are.
Well, yeah, the one we did was just over in Wisconsin a little ways, you know, and yeah, we had to do some stuff. We had to do some cleansing, and you know, they're Native American, and so we had to do some things, and I believe that we, you know, it was such a long time ago, Heidi, I don't even remember. Jerry's saying they're from out east, but they've kind of been filtered.
That's what I've heard, too.
And we've
but I'm
heard,
sure that they're...
Yeah, and we have had a few cases like that, and that one was a different one, and it wasn't really scary, but it was just different, and it was kind of icky, and I don't remember the exact details. Jerry, of course, probably does. But we have had, when I was with Sim, they did have a lot of calls from other places in Wisconsin with this reported activity as well. Mm. We didn't take the calls because I think they were like far away, you know, and nobody wanted to travel 4 hours or 5 hours or something for maybe something like this, you know, it could have been something different.
That's when you turn it over to another group that's closer.
Exactly. That's just too far to go. So, yep. But yeah, so no, they're instigators, right? And they're mischievous and they can hurt people. They can, you know, hurt your medical situation. They can bring on things that are not necessarily good. I believe this man that we helped actually had a heart condition that I could be wrong. But he had a condition that they felt was caused by this thing, you know, this Puckwudgie. So yeah, interesting. It's just, we just don't know, right? It's all just interesting. I don't know, craziness. And you do what you can to help people. Sometimes it works. Apparently what we did worked because they never had any issues after that. But you know.
Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah, I don't know much about them, so I can't really speak into them. I can look it up on the internet. That's about all I'm good for on that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, Jerry, like I said, Jerry was the one that he went down to the Indian Center and talked to a lot of Native Americans. And, you know, we helped him, our client, understand that he had to change his ways. Like he's saying, and I do remember this, what brought it all on was he killed a deer on burial grounds and he was a poacher. And I don't know that he realized that though, Jerry, that it wasn't, I can't remember the circumstances, but that was the beginning of it. And then this Puckwudgie followed him home and, you know, you could see he was seeing things. His daughter was seeing things. Crazy things were happening on our investigation. We had odd things happening and popping up and, you know, and then we went back and did the clearing and the cleansing and, you know, talked to the different people to help us. So, yeah, and he knew he did wrong. So I think once he stopped and he accepted that, then, you know, it was better. So
good.
Yeah. So that's what I know.
Well, I would imagine that you have something coming at you like that, you might want to think twice about your habits, mm-hmm. bad habits.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Bad
exactly.
ways.
Exactly. So
I wonder if they're kind of like police, Puckwudgies. Maybe they're not bad. Maybe they're just like police and they are bad if you're bad.
Exactly.
They come after you. Maybe that's what it is.
It could be. Because, and clearly, I think in this case, that was what was happening. You know, so be good, everyone. You know, that's what I'll say. So yeah,
they sound kind of like little Santas, actually.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. Santa versus Krampus. Right. They're little Krampuses.
Right.
Or Santas, depending on how you are. Jerry says, I don't think so. Okay. Yeah. I'm just guessing here because I don't know. Mm-hmm. Throwing it out there.
I don't think they're Amy either, Dave. So, yeah, no, they are just, they're bizarre. I do believe someone did a show, like a documentary on Pukwudgies, or someone had mentioned to us that they were going to do this, and I'm not sure that it ever happened, because that would be interesting to see. I think I would have known if it did. I think they were going out east somewhere, actually, to do this documentary, so I don't know that it happened or not. Like I said, this was so many years ago. I can't remember. It's all fuzzy in my head, you know, when years go by. Like you said at the beginning of the show, you kind of forget the details and, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. So that's what I know. So for next week, Heidi, what are we talking about next week?
Yeah, I'm excited. We're going to be talking about reincarnation next week.
Mm-hmm.
That will be our topic. And I think it'll be an interesting one because I believe that there's a lot of different viewpoints on it. So it'll be interesting to see what comes up in the chat room as well. And just to even compare our notes on it, yours versus mine and what we think about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that'll be interesting and a good topic. So that's what we're talking about last week. I almost posted it this week because I forgot it was Paranormal Smorgasbord. So when I made the ad, I made it for the right day, but the wrong topic. So I made it for reincarnation. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. We've got Paranormal Smorgasbord. So now I have the ad already for next week.
Yeah. So we're all set to go. So we'll get that posted early, which is fabulous for us.
Yeah, it is. It's done.
Well, here's the thing. You know, both you and I are running at 90 miles an hour all the time. So sometimes things don't get done like they should, but we're really going to try to keep on top of things now, you know? So I think it'll be better and we'll be more prepared, hopefully, fingers crossed. And, you know, our big anniversary is coming up at the end of June and it's going to be three or 4 years since we've been doing this weekly. What did we decide last week? Was it four? I think it's four.
I think it'll be our 4 year anniversary.
Yeah, that we've been doing on a weekly basis.
So hopefully we can do a live event. We can have a in-studio audience with those who are vaccinated and feeling good.
Mm-hmm. It'll be awesome for sure.
Yeah. So that's what we're going to plan. Planning.
We're in the planning process right now as we speak. So what are we talking about in the chat room now? So
I don't know. I think it's gone sideways.
I think
or somewhere that I'm not following anymore.
Because Jerry's talking.
Jerry
about
did say it's our 4 year anniversary since we've been doing this weekly.
Four. Yep. And he also said something about funniest video I've ever seen. Okay. I don't know what video it was. Maybe he saw the Pukwudgie video and it didn't turn out very well. I'm not really sure.
That could be it.
Yeah. But so cool beans. So everyone get out there. If you can stay up till midnight tonight, it is the Pukwudgie video. Just go out and look at the sky and see if you see those falling stars, you know, because it's the big
meteor shower
of the comet. Yep. Yep.
Not meteor shower, but comet.
Yeah.
Comet debris.
It's the comet tail, right? Yeah. Cool stuff. Yeah. Specifically some years. Yeah, right. Specifically some years. It's been years.
That's how many years it is. It's some.
Oh, my gosh. So that's comet poo. That's exactly what it is. Okay, I get it. Yep, absolutely. So do that. We're going to report back next week. So if anyone gets to actually see it, you know, we'll see if it's fabulous or not.
Yes, we will.
So here we are at the end of our show. So thanks everyone for listening. For the soldiers out there who are listening, thank you for your service. You know, our prayers are with you. Be safe.
Yes, absolutely. And everybody in the chat room, awesome job again tonight. We totally love you and all of your comments. And everybody listening, wherever you're at, thank you for tuning in. And be safe and healthy, and we will be back next week with our show around reincarnation. Mm-hmm. But thanks again to Pair X for hosting our show. We love being here. And Sarge, the most amazing producer in the galaxy.
Absolutely.
Thank you for everything you do.
Yeah. Good night, everyone.
Have a good night.